845-979 The Hill. It's time for This Is Tourism, the weekly feature on the Ron Stutz Show here every Thursday morning. It's made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitor Bureau. These guests on the program influence the local impact of tourism and in our community every day. And joining us now is Muriel Willeman, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Orange County Solid Waste Management Department. We get that right?
You got that.
All right.
Aces.
Perfect. For the past 17 years, Muriel has led waste reduction efforts throughout the Triangle for over two decades, teaching, modeling the principles of integrated solid waste management, source reduction, reuse, recycling, composting, which is picking up a lot throughout the Triangle, leading special events and zero waste practices. Believes that the most direct way to have a positive impact on people, prosperity, and the planet is to pay attention to waste prevention. We have got a lot to talk about today. What does solid waste have to do with tourism is probably where we should start with this, but that's why we're able to bring Muriel in today. So tell us a little more about that. How do things like solid waste handling of that impact the tourism industry here in Orange County?
Well, I think the way that it impacts tourism certainly is at home. There's an expression in my field that says all garbage is local. And so, you know, you have to handle it locally. The cost burden is also placed locally. So when people come out of town, they may not see the infrastructure, or they may not know what's happening behind the scenes, you know, back of the house. But it certainly has an impact on our local economy and the environment. So, you know, waste management practices, that's sort of the end of the game. You know, what I appreciate more of our community and the tourism industry that we have here, which is impressive and vast and deep, is that they really approach solid waste management at the beginning. Many of them, not all. There's still plenty of wasters out there, but we'll get to them later. But first, let's highlight all the wonderful businesses that, you know, have zero waste as their underlying philosophy. Zero waste, a lot of people, there's no such thing, you're always going to be throwing something away. But zero waste is not the end game. Zero waste, for those of you that don't already know, is actually a planning strategy where you're looking at your activity and trying to source materials sustainably, trying to eliminate the use of materials altogether, so that you're not wasting anything, you're not even using it. You know, reusing materials where you can, so that at the end of the day, when you are looking at the waste stream, then you have, you know, recyclable materials or compostable materials, and the net effect is trash free. But the planning really began at the very beginning, at the very heart. And so many of our businesses and events, and our, you know, governmental functioning has that zero waste philosophy behind it. UNC, you know, all of the community really works together to make zero waste happen. It's a planning strategy, and solid waste management is integrated in that. But, you know, what I do, you know, with teaching recycling and teaching composting is only a small part of the picture. You know, we all know the reduce, reuse, recycle is the waste reduction hierarchy, but, you know, focusing on the reduce aspect, the very first one, it's not actually something that you'll see, right? When you reduce waste in the first place, you don't see anything. There's nothing there. There's nothing to add. There's nothing to document. It doesn't, it's just, you know, it's just not there. We didn't use the material. We didn't add the extra. We didn't offer this, you know, say, straw without being asked for it, that sort of thing. So when you're reducing waste, it may not be something that's so visible. Reusing materials, when you're talking about durability, longevity, old time, craft, artisanship, you're talking about sustainability without even using the word sustainability. And you see so much of that in our and the places that really do attract tourists to this area, you know, our art galleries, our music scene, and, you know, the restaurants, our farmers markets. I could go on and on, and hopefully I'll be able to, because this is awesome. I'm in my sweet spot right now. I love local radio. I love our community, and I love sustainability. So
well,
this is great.
This is the center of that Venn diagram. That, and, you know, we just had the Carolina Inn announce that they're adopting that strategy of not handing out straws unless they are asked for them in some of those cases. What about that just type of mentality among the event spaces and hotels and gatherings that are beginning with that principle that you were talking about?
That's right. I think that, you know, the straws are, you know, sort of the bellwether for other single-use plastics. You know, there are plenty of places that, you know, it's all disposable. You get your straw, your styrofoam cup, and, you know, the lid, none of that is recyclable. None of that can really be effectively reused. It just doesn't hold up. It's not durable enough. And so I think that that ethos is growing. Certainly at the Carolina Inn, they are a wonderful partner. You know, for the Solid Waste Management Department, I should highlight some of our services. You know, we offer recycling, not just to residents. You know, we have our curbside recycling program, that is, you know, for urban residents and also 100% throughout the county. We have drop-off sites. We have waste and recycling centers, and, you know, over 300 businesses in Orange County take advantage of the commercial recycling program. We also have a commercial composting collection program, the Organics Diversion, that collects over 2,000 tons per year from businesses, restaurants like the Carolina Inn in Orange County. You know, they're taking full advantage of the waste stream, but the Carolina Inn, you know, they really focus on quality, you know, on sourcing their materials, you know, locally, the quality of the food, the craft of the, you know, the chef and all that, you know, really makes for a very high quality experience. And, you know, eliminating the single use straws. I mean, if you're looking at your waste stream, which is something that I encourage people to do, you know, and just seeing what is in there, what can you eliminate or reduce? And, you know, I would imagine since they use durable plates, they're recycling all they can out of the kitchen and they're diverting their food waste too. You know, there's very few plastic items they could actually identify. Straws probably floats to the top. Sorry, no pun intended. But you know, we need leaders like that in our community that are willing to make that step. And it is all over. I mean, but I think it's really, you know, the zeitgeist in our community. It's, you know, like I said, the infrastructure may not be something that that tourists see, but when you come to Franklin Street, you know, you're visiting Chapel Hill, or Churton Street in Hillsboro, that main drag, Weaver Street in Carrboro, all of these streets have, you know, recycling containers coupled with the trash cans. And so visitors and, you know, residents alike can recycle away from home. You know, that choice is available for everybody. So, you know, leaders like, you know, Carolina Inn that are making the choice to go that extra mile, they're modeling it for everybody. But, you know, we need to have the infrastructure in place too. And we also need people that will participate in that program. No, I need a straw. No, I don't want your disposable single-use utensils. I brought my own. I have bamboo flatware in my glove box whenever I go to, you know, I'm in a picnic situation or I'm out to see a show. I don't want that single-use disposable silverware. It's yucky, it breaks, and it's garbage. So that durable experience, that sustainability ethos really creates a more quality environment. And I think it's good for the community on many levels. So thank you, Carolina Inn. And, you know, there's so many of these leaders in our community. And I think that also influences the tourism. You know, I hear all the time, you know, when people come from other communities where they are really pushing the envelope towards sustainability, or maybe they've banned, you know, plastic bags or styrofoam in their community, you know, they say, oh, I was just in X, Y, or Z community. What we have here in Chapel Hill, oh, well, I was just in Chapel Hill. I was just at Terra Vita. And, you know, that event has draw from its, you know, sort of the quintessential locally grown, nationally known events. It's been featured in, you know, New York Times Travel, you know, CBS, like, you know, Huffington Post, you know, a really a very well-known event. And, you know, working with the organizer, using that zero waste ethos, she plans from the very beginning how to, you know, have, you know, durable stemware so that people have the nice drinking glass experience when they're tasting all the wines and wonderful beverages. You know, they have compostable bamboo ware for people that are going around and tasting all the wonderful food. The farm, you know, the farms that are featured at Terra Vita are local. The charcuterie and the preserves, like all of these old time skills are featured in the event itself, embedded really, again, sorry, no pun intended, baked in to the event itself. And so people can, you know, are drawn from all over to experience this. And then at the end of the day, after feeding thousands of, well, you know, 1,000 people, maybe at the grand tasting, you know, being featured nationally, will only have one tiny bag of trash.
Yeah.
And when people see that, they just, they're just hit the ground. They're just like, how did we do that? How did we have this, you know, extraordinary event, absolutely first class in every measure, and next to zero waste?
And as something like Terra Vita that's been such a draw kind of grows to that level, how do you kind of manage that during that process? And then you mentioned like the zero waste or trash free. What are the differences in those?
Oh, excellent. So, yeah. Like I said earlier, zero waste is really a planning strategy, and free is at the end of the game.
Okay.
So, in, you know, using Terra Vita or, you know, some of our other events, also Festifall, we also have a wonderful local event that's coming up on September 29th, Orange County Local Fest, which will also be featuring, you know, local artisans and craft and music and trash free. But working with organizers, really, I like to say that I come to the table at the beginning and then I clean up the table at the end. And so we have to be at the planning process early on. You know, you want to have volunteers in place that can help move the material. You need to have that education in place to tell the vendors what types of materials they can bring. If, you know, it's haphazard, some people are bringing disposable servingware and some people are bringing compostable servingware, that is not the planning strategy that is actually going to work at the end of the day. You want to have a consistent supply of servingware. If you're using durable, then that can be stacked to be washed. If you're going to be using compostable, then you have the containers available and it's just a stream. You have volunteers that'll help move that material along so that it goes in the right place, kind of help back of the house to keep stuff moving clean as you go. And it's really smoothly, so long as you know, we're embedded in the planning process, and then the infrastructure is added into the event rolling out. Yeah.
Muriel Willimon has been talking with us today for This Is Tourism. You can find the conversation and photos on demand at chapelboro.com. If you're not sure what to recycle or where it goes, orangenc.gov has an A to Z list that covers it all. You can go to orangecountync.gov and search Where Does It Go? We'll catch you next Thursday for Thursday morning for another This Is Some feature, thanks to our incredible partner, the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.